Preamble. The States Parties to the Present Convention. A. Recalling the principles proclaimed in the Charter of the United Nations, which recognise the inherent dignity and worth and the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family as the foundation of freedom, justice and peace in the world. B. Recognising that the United Nations, in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and in the International Covenants on Human Rights, has proclaimed and agreed that everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth therein, without distinction of any kind. C. Reaffirming the universality, indivisibility, interdependence, and interrelatedness of all human rights and fundamental freedoms, and the need for persons with disabilities to be guaranteed their full enjoyment without discrimination. D. Recalling the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, the Convention on the Rights of the Child, and the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families. E. Recognising that disability is an evolving concept and that disability results from the interaction between persons with impairments and attitudinal and environmental barriers that hinders their full and effective participation in society on an equal basis with others. F. Recognising the importance of the principles and policy guidelines contained in the World Programme of Action concerning disabled persons and in the Standard Rules on the Equalisation of Opportunities for Persons with Disabilities in influencing the promotion, formulation and evaluation of the policies, plans, programmes and actions at the national, regional and international levels to further equalise opportunities for persons with disabilities. G. Emphasising the importance of mainstreaming disability issues as an integral part of relevant strategies of sustainable development. H. Recognising also that discrimination against any person on the basis of disability is a violation of the inherent dignity and worth of the human person. I. Recognising further the diversity of persons with disabilities. J. Recognising the need to promote and protect the human rights of all persons with disabilities, including those who require more intensive support. K. Concerned that, despite these various instruments and undertakings, persons with disabilities continue to face barriers in their participation as equal members of society and violations of their human rights in all parts of the world. L. Recognising the importance of international cooperation for improving the living conditions of persons with disabilities in every country, particularly in developing countries. M. Recognising the valued existing and potential contributions made by persons with disabilities to the overall well-being and diversity of their communities, and that the promotion of the full enjoyment by persons with disabilities of their human rights and fundamental freedoms and of full participation by persons with disabilities will result in their enhanced sense of belonging and in significant advances in the human, social and economic development of society and the eradication of poverty. N. Recognising the importance for persons with disabilities of their individual autonomy and independence, including the freedom to make their own choices. O. Considering that persons with disabilities should have the opportunity to be actively involved in decision-making processes about policies and programs, including those directly concerning them. P. Concerned about the difficult conditions faced by persons with disabilities who are subject to multiple or aggravated forms of discrimination on the basis of race, colour, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national, ethnic, indigenous or social origin, property, birth, age or other status. Q. recognising that women and girls with disabilities are often at greater risk, both within and outside the home, of violence, injury or abuse, neglect or negligent treatment, maltreatment or exploitation. R. Recognising that children with disabilities should have full enjoyment of all human rights and fundamental freedoms on an equal basis with other children, and recalling obligations to that end undertaken by states parties to the Convention on the Rights of the Child. S. Emphasising the need to incorporate a gender perspective in all efforts to promote the full enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedoms by persons with disabilities. T. Highlighting the fact that the majority of persons with disabilities live in conditions of poverty, and in this regard recognising the critical need to address the negative impact of poverty on persons with disabilities. U. Bearing in mind that conditions of peace and security, based on full respect for the purposes and principles contained in the Charter of the United Nations, and observance of applicable human rights instruments, are indispensable for the full protection of persons with disabilities, in particular during armed conflicts and foreign occupation. V. Recognising the importance of accessibility to the physical, social, economic and cultural environment, to health and education, and to information and communication, in enabling persons with disabilities to fully enjoy all human rights and fundamental freedoms. W. Realising that the individual, having duties to other individuals and to the community to which he or she belongs, is under a responsibility to strive for the promotion and observance of the rights recognised in the International Bill of Human Rights. X. Convinced that the family is the natural and fundamental group unit of society and is entitled to protection by society and the state, and that persons with disabilities and their family members should receive the necessary protection and assistance to enable families to contribute towards the full and equal enjoyment of the rights of persons with disabilities. Why? Convinced that a comprehensive and integral international convention to promote and protect the rights and dignity of persons with disabilities will make a significant contribution to redressing the profound social disadvantage of persons with disabilities and promote their participation in the civil, political, economic, social and cultural spheres with equal opportunities in both developing and developed countries. Have agreed as follows.